Lesson 1. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. What did you listen to? The news?
Yes, I listened to the news.
When did he leave? Immediately?
Yes, he left immediately.
Who was sitting behind you? A young man and a young woman?
Yes, a young man and a young woman were sitting behind me.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? What did you listen to? The news?
Yes, I listened to the news.
When did he leave? Immediately?
Yes, he left immediately.
Who was sitting behind you? A young man and a young woman?
Yes, a young man and a young woman were sitting behind me.
Where did you go last year? To America?
Yes, I went to America.
Where were they waiting? At the bus stop?
Yes, they were waiting at the bus stop.
How did he open the door? Quietly?
Yes, he opened the door quietly.
When did she receive a letter from her brother? Last week?
Yes, she received a letter from her brother last week.
What did you borrow from the library this morning? A book?
Yes, I borrowed a book from the library this morning.
Who spoiled the soup? The cook?
Yes, the cook spoiled the soup.
When did the match end? At 4 o'clock?
Yes, the match ended at 4 o'clock.
Lesson 2. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Do you ever get up early on Sundays? Never.
I never get up early on Sundays.
Do you spend your holidays abroad? Sometimes.
I sometimes spend my holidays abroad.
Does he answer your letters? Rarely.
He rarely answers my letters.
Now you do the same. Ready? Do you ever get up early on Sundays? Never.
I never get up early on Sundays.
Do you spend your holidays abroad? Sometimes.
I sometimes spend my holidays abroad.
Does he answer your letters? Rarely.
He rarely answers my letters.
Do you and Tom ever have lunch at this restaurant? Frequently.
We frequently have lunch at this restaurant.
Do the children play football in the street? Always.
The children always play football in the street.
Do you ever buy CDs? Often.
I often buy CDs.
Do his friends ever visit him? Seldom.
His friends seldom visit him.
Does she ever go to the theatre? Occasionally.
She occasionally goes to the theatre.
Does your aunt come to see you on Sundays? Generally.
She generally comes to see me on Sundays.
Does John get up late on Sundays? Usually.
He usually gets up late on Sundays.
Lesson 3. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Did the weather spoil your holidays?
Yes, it spoilt my holidays.
Did you go to Italy?
Yes, I went to Italy.
Did you sit in the public gardens?
Yes, I sat in the public gardens.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Did the weather spoil your holidays?
Yes, it spoilt my holidays.
Did you go to Italy?
Yes, I went to Italy.
Did you sit in the public gardens?
Yes, I sat in the public gardens.
Did the waiter teach you a few words of Italian?
Yes, he taught me a few words of Italian.
Did he lend you a book?
Yes, he lent me a book.
Did you read it?
Yes, I read it.
Did you understand some of it?
Yes, I understood some of it.
Did you think about your friends?
Yes, I thought about my friends.
Did you make a big decision?
Yes, I made a big decision.
Did you get up early?
Yes, I got up early.
Did you buy any cards?
Yes, I bought some cards.
Did you spend the whole day in your room?
Yes, I spent the whole day in my room.
Lesson 4. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Have your breakfast.
I've already had my breakfast.
Tell him to leave.
He's already left.
Tell her to comb her hair.
She's already combed her hair.
Now you do the same. Ready? Have your breakfast.
I've already had my breakfast.
Tell him to leave.
He's already left.
Tell her to comb her hair.
She's already combed her hair.
Write a letter to him.
I've already written a letter to him.
Turn on the stereo.
I've already turned on the stereo.
Tell her to wash the dishes.
She's already washed the dishes.
Tell him to read Macbeth.
He's already read Macbeth.
Take a holiday.
I've already taken a holiday.
Tell them to do their homework.
They've already done their homework.
Finish your work.
I've already finished my work.
Sweep the carpet.
I've already swept the carpet.
Tell her to make the beds.
She's already made the beds.
Lesson 5. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. When did you have breakfast? 10 minutes ago.
I've already had breakfast. I had it 10 minutes ago.
When did he leave? This morning.
He's already left. He left this morning.
When did they go? A few minutes ago.
They've already gone. They went a few minutes ago.
Now you do the same. Ready? When did you have breakfast? 10 minutes ago.
I've already had breakfast. I had it 10 minutes ago.
When did he leave? This morning.
He's already left. He left this morning.
When did they go? A few minutes ago.
They've already gone. They went a few minutes ago.
When did you read this book? Last week.
I've already read this book. I read it last week.
When did she write those postcards? Last night.
She's already written those postcards. She wrote them last night.
When did they do their homework? This afternoon.
They've already done their homework. They did it this afternoon.
When did you take your holiday? Last August.
I've already taken my holiday. I took it last August.
When did she make the beds? A short time ago.
She's already made the beds. She made them a short time ago.
When did he send the letter? Yesterday.
He's already sent the letter. He sent it yesterday.
When did you spend your money? This morning.
I've already spent my money. I spent it this morning.
Lesson 6. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. I bought a book this morning.
Books aren't very expensive.
I bought a bottle of milk this morning.
Milk isn't very expensive.
I bought a pen this morning.
Pens aren't very expensive.
I bought a bar of chocolate this morning.
Chocolate isn't very expensive.
Now you do the same. Ready? I bought a book this morning.
Books aren't very expensive.
I bought a bottle of milk this morning.
Milk isn't very expensive.
I bought a pen this morning.
Pens aren't very expensive.
I bought a bar of chocolate this morning.
Chocolate isn't very expensive.
I bought a piece of cheese this morning.
Cheese isn't very expensive.
I bought a postcard this morning.
Postcards aren't very expensive.
I bought an umbrella this morning.
Umbrellas aren't very expensive.
I bought a bottle of beer this morning.
Beer isn't very expensive.
I bought a comb this morning.
Combs aren't very expensive.
I bought a tin of tobacco this morning.
Tobacco isn't very expensive.
Lesson 7. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. He was getting into the bath. Then someone knocked at the door.
Just as he was getting into the bath, someone knocked at the door.
She was getting off the bus. Then she slipped and hurt her foot.
Just as she was getting off the bus, she slipped and hurt her foot.
They were leaving the house. Then the postman arrived.
Just as they were leaving the house, the postman arrived.
Now you do the same. Ready? He was getting into the bath. Then someone knocked at the door.
Just as he was getting into the bath, someone knocked at the door.
She was getting off the bus. Then she slipped and hurt her foot.
Just as she was getting off the bus, she slipped and hurt her foot.
They were leaving the house. Then the postman arrived.
Just as they were leaving the house, the postman arrived.
I was going upstairs. Then the telephone rang.
Just as I was going upstairs, the telephone rang.
We were getting into the car. Then it began to rain.
Just as we were getting into the car, it began to rain.
I was finishing my breakfast. Then Aunt Lucy arrived.
Just as I was finishing my breakfast, Aunt Lucy arrived.
We were going to bed. Then someone knocked at the door.
Just as we were going to bed, someone knocked at the door.
I was buying a ticket. Then the train came into the station.
Just as I was buying a ticket, the train came into the station.
She was shutting the door. Then the baby woke up.
Just as she was shutting the door, the baby woke up.
He was crossing the road. Then he saw the accident.
Just as he was crossing the road, he saw the accident.
Lesson 8. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Jane is shorter than Mary.
I don't agree with you. I think she's taller.
Mary's handwriting is better than Jane's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's worse.
Betty's dress is less expensive than Jane's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's more expensive.
Now you do the same. Ready? Jane is shorter than Mary.
I don't agree with you. I think she's taller.
Mary's handwriting is better than Jane's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's worse.
Betty's dress is less expensive than Jane's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's more expensive.
Joe is taller than Bill.
I don't agree with you. I think he's shorter.
Bill's garden is worse than Joe's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's better.
Joe's garden is less interesting than Bill's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's more interesting.
Bill's garden is smaller than Joe's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's larger.
Jane's collection of photos is bigger than Betty's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's smaller.
Joe's garden is less beautiful than Bill's.
I don't agree with you. I think it's more beautiful.
This book is less exciting than that one.
I don't agree with you. I think it's more exciting.
Lesson 9. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. When did he leave? 8 o'clock.
He left at 8 o'clock.
When did you visit your grandmother? 1996.
I visited my grandmother in 1996.
When did he arrive? This morning.
He arrived in the morning.
When did you see him? Wednesday.
I saw him on Wednesday.
Now you do the same. Ready? When did he leave? 8 o'clock.
He left at 8 o'clock.
When did you visit your grandmother? 1996.
I visited my grandmother in 1996.
When did he arrive? This morning.
He arrived in the morning.
When did you see him? Wednesday.
I saw him on Wednesday.
When did she come here? August the 24th.
She came here on August the 24th.
When did you meet him? This afternoon.
I met him in the afternoon.
When did he go to the office? 8:30.
He went to the office at 8:30.
When did you buy that dress? Friday.
I bought that dress on Friday.
When did he teach you English? 1994.
He taught me English in 1994.
When did you lend him that book? The 13th of April.
I lent him that book on the 13th of April.
Lesson 10. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Tell me about the new road. Are they building it outside your house?
Yes, the new road is being built outside my house.
Tell me about the newspapers. Do they deliver them every morning?
Yes, the newspapers are delivered every morning.
Tell me about his work. Has he finished it?
Yes, his work has been finished.
Tell me about the letter. Did he bring it this morning?
Yes, the letter was brought this morning.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Tell me about the new road. Are they building it outside your house?
Yes, the new road is being built outside my house.
Tell me about the newspapers. Do they deliver them every morning?
Yes, the newspapers are delivered every morning.
Tell me about his work. Has he finished it?
Yes, his work has been finished.
Tell me about the letter. Did he bring it this morning?
Yes, the letter was brought this morning.
Tell me about the bridge. Did they build it in 1942?
Yes, the bridge was built in 1942.
Tell me about your watch. Have they damaged it?
Yes, my watch has been damaged.
Tell me about these books. Do they send them by post?
Yes, these books are sent by post.
Tell me about your car. Are they repairing it?
Yes, my car is being repaired.
Tell me about your telephone. Has he repaired it?
Yes, my telephone has been repaired.
Tell me about those trees. Are they cutting them down?
Yes, those trees are being cut down.
Lesson 11. Repetition drill. The questions in this drill are about passage number 11. Listen. Do not speak. What were you doing at the restaurant when Tony Steele came in?
I was having dinner.
Where did Tony work years ago?
He worked in a lawyer's office.
And now?
Now he is working at a bank.
Now you answer the questions on the passage. Ready? What were you doing at the restaurant when Tony Steele came in?
I was having dinner.
Where did Tony work years ago?
He worked in a lawyer's office.
And now?
Now he is working at a bank.
What about his salary?
He gets a good salary.
What does he always borrow from his friends?
He always borrows money.
What does he never do?
He never pays it back.
Where did Tony sit when he saw you?
He sat at the same table.
What did you ask him while he was eating?
I asked him to lend me £20.
Why were you surprised?
Because he gave me the money immediately.
Why did Tony want you to pay for his dinner?
Because he had never borrowed any money from me.
Lesson 12. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Hasn't Captain Allison sailed yet?
No, he will sail tomorrow.
Haven't you met Captain Allison yet?
No, I shall meet him tomorrow.
Haven't you and Mary seen this film yet?
No, we shall see it tomorrow.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Hasn't Captain Allison sailed yet?
No, he will sail tomorrow.
Haven't you met Captain Allison yet?
No, I shall meet him tomorrow.
Haven't you and Mary seen this film yet?
No, we shall see it tomorrow.
Haven't Tom and Mary arrived yet?
No, they will arrive tomorrow.
Haven't you read this magazine yet?
No, I shall read it tomorrow.
Haven't you and Mary written those postcards yet?
No, we shall write them tomorrow.
Hasn't he bought that book yet?
No, he will buy it tomorrow.
Haven't you said goodbye to him yet?
No, I shall say goodbye to him tomorrow.
Hasn't Mary washed those dishes yet?
No, she will wash them tomorrow.
Haven't you and Tom done your homework yet?
No, we shall do it tomorrow.
Tingli Ketang, TingClass.com